SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
We deal with so many stereotypes in our world, and we're talking with Sam Acho. He's a linebacker who's played with the Cardinals and the Bears and the Buccaneers and the NFL. And Sam, it's funny how so much of our identity gets transformed into our career if we're not careful.
We have our jobs. Even some of us, we're parents or we have a spouse. Our identity goes into these things that we do rather than who we actually are. And so much, I mean, I saw it myself playing in the NFL 9 years, right? This year would be year 10 for me, and my identity got caught up in being this football player. But I realized I'm so much more. And we all are. We all are so much more than meets the eye. For me, I love academics. I love learning. I can recite Shakespeare and Chaucer, and I could tell you pi to the 14th decimal, right? People also know I'm a Christian, right? So I love God. I'm trying to follow his word, right? But then also being in the NFL, it's like it's a big, bad, brutal sport, and I'm in a lot of ways, big, bad, brutal guy. So it's like, how do you balance all of these things? How do you not get your identity caught up into just what you do or just who your son is or your daughter is or who your wife or your husband is? It's a little bit of a difficult journey.
We're talking with Sam Acho on SOS Radio, and he's a linebacker who's played with the Cardinals and the Bears and the Buccaneers and the NFL. And Sam, the culture we live in with social media just is like watching everybody's highlight reel, right? You know, people show you what they want you to see, or they market themselves a certain way. But the problem is it's all from an outsider's perspective, and you start to feel as if everybody else's life is perfect, but your own is just lame. I mean, Sam, what have you learned about showing the world your true self?
Yeah, one thing I've learned is that, and I love that reality, because you're talking about a reality that we all try to put our best foot forward in a lot of ways all the time. But the fact of the matter is we are all beautiful and broken, right? We are all beautiful and we're all broken. And so one thing that I saw is once I started letting people see the real me, I started showing people some of my emotions, whether it was the anger. Right, I'd get angry, or I'd be super joyful, happy, right? Or maybe I'd see me crying, right? Like I started showing people the real me, and all of a sudden they didn't shun me, they didn't turn their backs on me, they didn't say I can't stand you or who are you or laugh. No, they did the exact opposite. They looked at me and they said, "You know what, Sam? It's really nice to see you." And I heard that time and time again. It's so nice to see you. I talk about it in my book. About a week before training camp in the 2018 season, I just signed a multi-year, multi-million dollar contract. In a lot of ways, I was living the dream, right? My whole career had been minimums. And finally, I just made a big deal and I'm the man. Things are great. But I was miserable. I was miserable. And I remember sitting down with a friend. And when I say that, what I mean by my marriage wasn't going the way it was supposed to. With my kids, I was getting angry quickly. Your relationship with my parents, with friends, it was just all deteriorating. And I'm sitting down with my friend. I say, man, I just need to get back to football, right? Going back to this idea of identity. Once I get back to football, everything will be okay. And as I'm sharing this with him, I'm actually crying. And he looks at me, he says two things. He says, Sam, number one, I'm concerned about you because if that's how you feel right now, what happens when football ends for you, when you retire? What are you going to do then? But he said a second thing, as he saw me crying and being real and being vulnerable, second thing he said, you know what, Sam? It's really nice to see you. I said, what do you mean? Oh, nice to see. He said, it's good to see that you're human. Because the you I'm used to seeing is the put together, always got together, always has the answer. But it's good to see that you are human. And he actually recommended me that I go and talk to a counselor. Right. And so the very next week, and I did the very next week, actually the day we were supposed to report to training camp, we were reporting to training camp that evening, that morning, I was sitting in a counselor's office, a therapist's office for the first time in my life. And I think he saw something about me because he asked me a question. He said, hey, Sam, I got a quick question for you before we get started. What do you do when you get angry? And I look at him and I say, well, I just don't get angry. He said, come on, man. Like, what do you do when you get angry? Right. And you're laughing, but I said, I just try not to get angry. And he looks at me again. He says, Sam, everybody gets angry. So what do you do when you get angry? And I proceeded to cry. And he looks at me day one. He looks at me and he says, it's nice to see you, Sam. And then he says, oh, by the way, get used to hearing that. And so this book is really about what it means to be seen, known, and love, what it means to let the world see you, the real you. Because when you do, three things happen. God gets the glory. Number two, the people around you benefit. And number three, the world around you thrives.
We're talking about letting the world see who we really are with Sam Acho today at SOS Radio. You recognize him from the NFL. And it's interesting because when you're a linebacker, people think about you as a rough guy. But you're also a follower of Jesus. You also want to be educated. You also want to love people and find ways to serve in your community. And those are values that are really important. And Sam, there was a season in your life where you felt like, I kind of got this a little twisted. Like you were earning your master's degree, but you felt afraid to tell people out of some fear of, like, what are the guys that I work with on my team going to think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it was. Like, I was getting my MBA from the number one international business school, right, while I'm playing. But I didn't want to tell anybody because I'm like, all right, well, my teammates, they may think it's weird. My coaches may think I'm not committed to football. The general manager of the team, I think that he needs to go in a different direction because this guy's doing things that are not common to the sport. And so I would go and I would hide. I wouldn't let people, anybody know what I was doing. And it's like, no, dude, that's you, right? Like, if anything, people talk about pride and humility. All that pride is really just thinking about yourself more than you should, more often than you should. But real humility is thinking about others, right? If I'm humble, I will let the world see me, right? Because by seeing me, I may just inspire them to see themselves.
That's good. So you wrote a book about all of that, talking about letting the world see you, how to be real in a world full of flakes.
Yeah. Because what does it mean to be seen? And at our core, a lot of us want to be accepted, right? Yes, you want to be successful. Why do you want to be successful? So you can be loved, so you can be accepted. But before you can be loved and accepted, right, you got to be known. You have to know, who do I love? Am I loving the persona that you're putting up, or do I love the actual person who you are? Before you can be known, you got to be seen, right? You have to show people who you are. And one thing I realized is that when I show people who I are, not only did they see me, but they started to get a chance to know me. And then they got a chance to see me and know me. And all of a sudden, now they loved me. And it wasn't the persona that I was portraying. It was the real me, the nerd in a lot of ways, right? The academic guy, the competitor who's on the field trying to dominate, in a lot of ways, people say smell blood, right? You're going out there, you're hunting on a football field, right? But also the follower of Jesus, the guy who's committed to loving God and loving people, right? We got to stop trying to put each other in these boxes and say, you know what? We are so much more than what meets the eye.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harrell's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.
You know, there's so many of us who juggle with a lot of different responsibilities in this season we've been living through. It's all overwhelming between our jobs, whether it's in person or virtually. You have your marriage, your kids, you try to stay up and get a workout in, you're trying to do some growth in yourself and study. And we're talking with Sam Acho today at SOS Radio. He's played with the Buccaneers and the Cardinals and the Bears and the NFL. But Sam, you worked really hard juggling all your responsibilities between your team and your family and working on your MBA. I mean, unless we're grounded in who we are, it's so easy to get lost in trying to figure out our identity. It's so weird because you talked about a lot of times we feel like the book that we're writing, we feel like we're on chapter 12, but sometimes we're only on chapter 2.
Right.
What have you learned about finding that grounding so that you can actually embrace who God's created you to be, even if that's not really where you feel like you want to be?
Yeah, for me, it's looked a lot like not going at the pace that And so you think the world is going or social media is going, but going on the pace that God has set before you. God has created some people as grinders. They just can go and go and go and go and go. And if that's how God made you, then great. Go, go, go. But God created other people as feelers. Some people want to like sit and feel what's going on or even sit with someone else and share those emotions. If that's how God created you, then great. And sit and feel and wait with the Lord, right? But then God created other people with both, right? You can go, you can grind, and you can sit, you can feel, or you can stand and serve. God created us all uniquely, right, in his image, right? He's a multifaceted, multi-ability God. He has so much, and we're made in his image. And so if we try to be like everybody else, we're not going to be who God made us to be because God created them to be them and us to be us. And so for me, it's been this deal of understanding I don't have to do what everyone else is doing on social media or in life. I can run the race God put before me. If God put before me playing in the NFL and also having a desire to go and get my MBA and to be a husband and a father and all the things, then great, then do it, right? I don't have to hide my passion for learning and knowledge. I don't have to hide the fact that I'm a Christian and I love God. I don't have to hide the fact that I'm a fiery competitor and I want to win all the time. Oftentimes, to my detriment, I don't have to hide those things. God already sees me. God already knows me. He says in Psalms 139, he says, I knitted you in your mother's womb, right? So he's known me since before birth, and he still loves me. There's a woman in the Bible. There's this woman who was caught in adultery, right? Sleeping around, doing all the things. And the punishment at that time was for someone to be stoned. So everyone in the town had picked up stones. They were getting ready to stone her. And then Jesus showed up. Remember, she was caught, right? She wasn't like she wasn't there. She was caught.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And said, one by one, each person, from oldest to youngest, dropped their stones and walked away till no one was left. And people often stop the story there, right? Wow, that's such a great story. Nobody was left, but they don't go to the next verse. The next verse goes and says, and then Jesus went to this woman. Right, she's on the ground, afraid, ready to be stoned. He goes, he stoops down, he says, woman, where have all your accusers gone? And he looks around, she looks around, they're all gone. And he says, well, they all left. They're not accusing you, neither do I accuse you. So now go and sin no more. And so for me, it's this idea of, wow, she was seen at her lowest by the world and by God. And yet God came down, looked at her and said, I don't accuse you. You're free. Now go and sin no more. And that's the journey that I have been on, that I want to help people along, of this idea of, hey, where have your accusers gone? God doesn't accuse us. God already sees the best in us. He sees the worst in us, and he still loves us.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
You know, one of the biggest lies that people see is feeling like they can't open up in their feelings, or they can't get angry, or they can't share their true self. And we're talking with Sam Acho. He's a linebacker in the NFL. Sam, you know, you were talking about some of the strongest people in the world, you know, and they realize that their life has some hiccups, or they can own their past, or they're at a place where they can actively seek help when they've fallen and they've failed. You know, Sam, for you, what did the process look like of owning the fact that maybe I've been putting on a show and I want to be real, but I felt a little scared? I want to be vulnerable, but I just don't know how.
Yeah. The best example for me I can use is, I don't know if anyone watches X-Men or ever watched X-Men, but it's almost like Cyclops. When he opened up his eyes and all of a sudden these rays are just shooting out, beams shooting out, almost like destroying everything in front of it. It was like this newfound like power, right? Of like, this is who I am and my emotions. And I had to learn how to put on those glasses, right? In the movie, he's got these glasses that help control and help mete out these emotions in doses, in waves. And so for me, dialing into who I am and who God made me to be, it started off, felt like reckless and out of control in a lot of ways. But then I realized, okay, it's little by little, it's dose by dose, it's step by step. That doesn't mean you say, okay, well, I'm going to show this part of me today and this part tomorrow. No, it's one of those deals where you know how, you know the feeling of like, man, I am pretending. We all know that feeling. We know that moment where we say something just to try to fit in or to try to sound cool. We post something, better yet, to try and look like everything's going great. Well, we know it's not. We know it's not. What would it look like if we decided to share how we really feel? Just once. I know for me, I was kind of went through a tough season after sitting with this counselor. I went on a few weeks later. We started training camp, but 2 weeks later, my wife, we have our third child, and she had a C-section, and baby was okay, and mom was okay, but then fast forward 12 hours later, I was sleeping in the hospital with my wife, and I wake up and to a room full of nurses and a doctor and my wife screaming in excruciating pain, right? She had blood clots we didn't know about. We had blood clots. She had to go for another emergency surgery 12 hours after a major surgery, right? And by God's grace, she was okay, but that happened. That was big. Well, 2 weeks later, I ended up losing my starting spot that worked for so long to get. We traded for a generational, talented player, a guy named Khalil Mack. I lose my starting spot. Well, 2 weeks later, I tear my pec, and I'm out for the season. So I lose my season. 2 months after that, I lose a friend, a mentor, who I talk about in the book. Lose him. A couple weeks after that, my house floods. I mean, it was just thing after thing after thing. I was supposed to go on a five-year anniversary trip with my wife. I'm going to go to South Korea, and I was going to go speak at this business school and do a football camp. And I'm supposed to go, well, few weeks before we're supposed to go, her wallet gets stolen, which had her green card. My wife is from Nigeria. She wasn't a U.S. citizen at the time. Had her green card, her passport, everything is gone. And so I go by myself. He says, you got to go. You committed. You got to go. So I go. And as I'm there, I feel like God finally just slowed me down. And I remember going to sleep that night after the camp, after the speech, went to sleep. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I just started writing. But the things I started writing about weren't about how great things are and how I'm in Korea speaking and posting pictures. No, I started writing about fear and about death and about love and about shame and about all these different things. And I started to post some of this stuff on social media. And all of a sudden, the responses I got were phenomenal. People were saying, wow, thank you so much for being vulnerable about some of the things that you're ashamed of. Thank you for sharing your fear. I'm scared too. And all of a sudden, I started realizing there was this freedom that came from being me, from letting the world see me. And fast forward, right, all of a sudden, my friend, and I didn't mention this at the beginning, but that friend who said those two things about, number one, I'm worried about you, and also said, nice to see you. He also said one more thing. He said, hey, Sam, you never know. And this is before all that you just heard happened, before all of it happened. He said, maybe God is writing a book in your life. And you may only be on chapter 2. Fast forward to everything you just heard. And I told you I started writing up some of those stuff. And I come back from the trip and I call my friend. I say, hey, man, remember that book you're talking about? He said, yeah. I said, I feel like I'm on chapter 12 right now. Let me know if you know a publisher or somebody. So he puts me in touch with this book agent. I share the idea. And all of a sudden, this book, Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes, is born.
We're talking with Sam Acho on SOS Radio, and he's a linebacker who's played with the Cardinals and the Bears and the Buccaneers. And Sam, you also serve as the vice president of the NFL Players Association. And in the sports world, we recognize we play on a team, but we're also individuals with identities that God gave us. Now, Sam, what's God showed you about rising through a performance-based system when there's so much identity at stake, where our jobs and the team sometimes eclipses who God's called us to be?
Yeah, for me, God has taught me the most important achievement, goal, prize, award, anything that I could get or receive is Him. It's getting to know Jesus. There's nothing more important on this earth. There's no award, no achievement, no amount of money, no amount of followers, no amount of status, no amount of wealth, friendships, nothing more important than getting to know Jesus, not just at a cursory level, intimately, nothing more. And the second thing I've learned is that take away the awards, take away the NFL, take away marriage and kids, and take away academics and success, and take all that away, and followers, and take that away. And from the very beginning and still till now, to today, I was, I am, and I will be worth getting to know. And that's not just for me, it's for you as well. Anybody listening, you are worth getting to know.
We're talking to Sam Acho today at SWS Radio, and he has a new book. It's called Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Flakes. Thanks for taking some time and sharing with us today, Sam.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciated it.
If you're enjoying these podcasts that we do, we update them multiple times a week. And would you rate it 5 stars online? It actually helps more people to find this podcast. And if you enjoy the content, just know that this is something extra that we're able to do and experiment with and have some fun with. And you might consider making a $25 one-time donation through SWSradio.net or download our SWS Radio app, where you can also stream all the music that we do and has all the other podcasts right in there. Thanks.